Hi, I'm Dirk Bender. The assignment was wasn't mean to be Unitarian Universalist, and I realized after I'd written this thing is that it's what does it mean to me to be Unitarian Universalist? The truth is I don't really know what it is to be you. Just I can share from what I know, and I wrote something, but really. What it means, I just say this from the heart, and I was inspired by something I heard earlier. Really, it means you put in just enough to get everything wet in the microwave for 4 minutes and 44 seconds at 40% strength, and then you add some half and half and some pure maple syrup, and I'm not really interested in anything that's not that. So that's... that's how it's done. Come on. So this fall will mark 16 years of membership for us, and I mention this because in order for me to consider what it means to be a UU, I have to think of my life before that, because this was the first UU church I ever attended. I think I was already familiar with what our denomination holds dear, although I wasn't necessarily conversant with the seven principles. In fact, I would like to think that at some point I read those seven principles and I nodded along. Or maybe I gulped a bit and then nodded and said, okay, I'll try my best. This origin story is important, though, because for me to be a Unitarian Universalist is mostly to be myself, to have my own notions of how one should behave and how one should deal with others and the world at large more or less confirmed. Not that I don't continue to learn, to have my own pre-existing notions challenged, of course, but for me, the biggest appeal versus the other faith outlets I'd encountered first as a child and then as an adult was that there was no rationalization required for signing on to someone else's credo, someone else's set of rules. Now, anyone who sat down with me and talked about my prior religious experiences knows that I come from a family of what I still think of as loving Christians, devoted to the notion that God is love, Brother Jesus was a courageous radical socialist who serves as an example of what 3 years of hard work organizing can accomplish. But as a UU, I'm not required to take on what one might call the supernatural elements as articles of faith. The kind of articles, in my mind at least, I always had to wonder if everyone else were simply mouthing the words to these pre-programmed prayers, poetic and beautiful, and powerful as some may be, and professions of fealty, without really believing them. Here, I can believe what I believe. This is my faith, so this is where I belong.